Well, if you're like me and maybe you enjoy playing the occasional video game, you might do it as a bit of an escape from reality. And whether it's taking down marauding monsters from hell, wandering a post-apocalyptic wasteland, or in the case of the upcoming Dishonored sequel, combining stealthy combat with a little dark magic for mayhem, it's nice to get a few minutes off from the real world. But according to my next guest, maybe it's not all that far-fetched after all. Professor David Riley is the head of Sydney University's Quantum Nanoscience Laboratory. David, you can't be telling me that video games have got that much reality going for them, can you?
Well, what I see here in this particular game is a whole range of ideas that, to me, as a quantum physicist, look like they were inspired by some of the philosophical aspects of quantum physics. Some of the ideas that we've struggled with, how to interpret, I see some of those ideas played out in this game, and that's pretty exciting.
Well, I love the way you say philosophical ideas in quantum physics. Talk to me about that.
Well, quantum physics is our most successful theory of reality, actually. It explains everything from the details of how atoms and electrons and molecules hold together to make solids, how light interacts. Everything that we build our technology on, integrated circuits and transistors, all based on quantum physics. But we've long known that quantum physics has some dark secrets. It has some really mind-bending things that were actually recognized by the founding fathers of the field, people like Einstein and the like. They understood these deep and dark aspects, but to some extent, we've pushed them to one side. We've kind of put them under the carpet. And nowadays, we're reaching under the carpet, pulling out those philosophical things, asking, well, what will this enable? Will it lead to new technologies? Can we imagine starting to exploit and harness the really wacky ideas of quantum physics to build things that we just today have no idea about? And I see those ideas in the game.
What sort of stuff are we talking about? Like teleportation, for example?
Certainly teleportation is one example, and that's real physics. We can quantum teleport the state of an atom or the state of larger systems in terms of their quantum information content. So it's a little bit different to the Star Trek version of teleportation, but that's something that's based in reality. In the game here, in Dishonored 2, you see ideas like quantum entanglement, one of the most challenging things to get your head around, and it's an area of physics that we're just grappling with and trying to understand, what does it tell us about the universe? So you see some of those ideas come up, but the philosophy underlying quantum physics, how do we interpret this? How do we make sense of it? There's the physics, but what does it mean? What does it tell us about reality? That's an open debate and has been for many years. And you see, again, in the game, many of these types of philosophical consequences played out. You can play them yourself.
Now, I'm probably going to show that a truism of the maxim that a little bit of knowledge is a dangerous thing, but is quantum entanglement what Einstein referred to as spooky interaction?
Spooky action at a distance.
Spooky action at a distance.
A little bit like, and I have to say little bit like, a little bit like voodoo. If you had a doll and put a pin in it and then suddenly there was some interaction in somebody else, you know, on the other side of town. We're all familiar with that concept, and quantum entanglement that's not voodoo, but it's a little bit like that. But imagine you had that as a power. You'd maybe, you know, take out all your friends all over the world and enemies and have some fun and have a great weekend doing. But, you know, once you sobered up and thought, okay, that's fun, what about technology? Could we build technologies that exploited that piece of unique physics? What type of technology?
Well, imagine for communication, it would be incredible.
Yeah, that's usually where most people go. And when quantum entanglement was first understood, there was a big push to think about it in terms of, well, does this allow for communication faster than the speed of light? Turns out it doesn't. There's a catch.
Thank God there's a constant somewhere.
Exactly. So it does not violate Einstein's theory of relativity. There is an instantaneous interaction, but the catch is that it doesn't allow you to actually transmit classical information in the way that relativity limits us.
Wow.
But we don't know what it's good for. We're struggling with that.
I'm looking forward to us finding out. What about time manipulation? Slowing down time, warping time? Is that a possibility?
As far as we know today, the laws of physics that we have really are quite stringent in what they would allow in terms of time travel. Having said that, we know that the mathematics, the solutions to Einstein's equations of general relativity allow for mathematical solutions that are pretty strange. And you can probably remember high school math or if mathematics you did it at university, you'll often get a solution to the equation and then the lecturer says, well, there's two solutions and one of them's non-physical, so we ignore that one. And then there's some other ones that will, you know, they give us the solutions we want. And somehow we just take that for granted instead of saying maybe the non-physical one actually is physical and maybe that describes something very different. So within general relativity, there's solutions to those equations that describe circular space-time in a way. So that it's Groundhog Day, the past dictates the future and the future the past. Strange ideas. Dishonored 2, you see some of these ideas. From my perspective as a quantum physicist, I look at that game, I play that game, and I think, wow, these ideas are really kind of being teased out opportunity to think about them. I'm not sure that's what the creators of the game intended, but boy, it's a creative and rich, enjoyable experience. It's a thinking person's game.
David, you've blown my mind. I'll never pick up a gaming controller in the same way ever again. Thank you for talking to Breakfast this morning.
My pleasure.